I'm Robin Beasley from 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7.
And I have in studio here with me Jessica Durka. You may have heard that name before because for the past few years, she has been running Jurevinsky Cancer Center Pumpkin Patch Fundraiser. And it raised a lot of money for the Jurevinsky Cancer Center. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes chapters in life has to end. Jessica had felt that she needed to move on to other ways of helping the Jurevinsky Cancer Center. She's still very much involved. But she had told us last year, Jessica, you told us the Pumpkin Patch fundraiser is having its final year. That's it. This is it. End of story. Chapter closed. We're not doing this again next year. This is the last year. And then, all of a sudden, this year, you're in my email saying, the Pumpkin Patch fundraiser is back. So, Jessica, what happened?
I definitely thought that the Jurevinsky Pumpkin Patch was an end of a chapter. We sold our family farm. As you can imagine, we needed all those tractors and space to store pumpkins, pick pumpkins, get pumpkins out to the market. So we thought, you know what? This is the end of a chapter. We've done amazing. We almost raised $250,000 for the Jurevinsky Cancer Center. So we felt very happy and very fulfilled with that chapter in our life. However, I was out with my husband in Prince Edward Island and got a phone call from one of my dear friends, Kim Smith, who was my right arm during the pumpkin patch helping volunteer. She donated all the corn stalks and donated hundreds of hours of her time helping us make that happen. And she called and said, I still want to donate these corn stalks and maybe raise money for the Jurevinsky Cancer Center. I went, okay. And she said, we also want to do the straw. And maybe I'll ask Sloot Family Farm, her friends, if they'd have it at their location. And a phone call later, lo and behold, they said yes, and we started planning. So that's where we arrived today to having our grand opening coming this weekend.
How many years did you run this for again?
So we had the Jurevinsky Cancer Center Pumpkin Patch going for 5 years.
And $250,000 was raised over 5 years.
Just short of $250,000, yes. How cool is that? And we were able to actually purchase some equipment that was much needed at the stem cell transplantation unit at the Jurevinsky Cancer Center to help with stem cell transplants and to also help with cancer research and other types of cancers as well. So we feel very fortunate, very grateful that we actually can physically see what our community has donated and been able to help there at the cancer center.
And you definitely had some great response from the community. I know I've seen in some local groups people saying, hey, where is that Jurevinsky pumpkin patch this year? When are they setting that up? And, you know, you'd see in the comment section under it people saying, oh, no, last year was their last year. You know, so now we've really got to spread the word that, surprise, it's back. So where is the new location?
So we are super excited to announce that the Sloot family out at Austin's Pick Your Own and Farm Market at 2587 Cockshut Road, Waterford, is going to be hosting the event there and taking over, making sure that we can continue on with our pumpkin patch and donating.
And so you'll be kind of on hand for opening weekend, helping the Sloot family kind of get their bearings around all this, kind of show them the ins and the outs and how it kind of works. And then they're going to take it and make it their own.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Make sure you come down this weekend. We have our opening weekend. I will be there along with some of our regular volunteers who can't wait to see everyone's faces. We are there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're open 9 to 6 every day. This weekend, we actually have the Jurevinsky Cancer Center tent that we'll be under, and we'll have some extra goodies. Some fall flower bouquets have been donated from Flower Shack and from Handful of Joy. So we're excited. That's something just for this weekend. We have our pumpkin hats just for this weekend and a few extra fall crafts and things that you can find under that tent for our grand opening.
Fantastic. And now traditionally you ran the Pumpkin Patch fundraiser until Pumpkin Fest. It was kind of your last big weekend. Do you know what date they're planning on running until?
It sounds like they'll be open until Halloween.
Oh, fantastic. So a little bit longer then.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
Of course, Jervinski Cancer Center has an important place in your heart, both as a previous patient and as somebody who does a lot of fundraising for them. But that's not your only involvement with Jervinski, is it?
No, actually, I am now a board member for the Hamilton Health Science Foundation, which the Jervinski Cancer Center falls as one of the hospitals under Hamilton Health Science Foundation. So I feel very grateful that I can be involved in, you know, all of that, what entails of the foundation. I'm also a committee member for the Gift Planning Service Committee there and the fundraising committees.
And now I know that you're passing the reins on the pumpkin patch, your baby per se, but obviously, you know, as a cancer survivor yourself, this is something very near and dear to your heart. And that's not the only way that you reach out and you help the community and you help our community members who are fighting cancer. Why don't you tell us a little bit, for anybody who might not have heard about it, what you do these days?
South Coast Community Caring for Cancer. We created this community group a few years ago. And what we do is we build cancer care bags and we deliver them out into the local community, into Norfolk and Haldimand County. So basically, we collect donations in from the community. We fill beautiful bags full of items that would be useful during cancer treatment. And then my volunteers go out and deliver directly to somebody who's going through cancer. So whether it's fighting through chemotherapy, whether it's a surgery, whether it's radiation, or whether it's a diagnosis and palliative, we want to get a specialized bag out to that person to let them know they're not alone, that the community is here, and hopefully there's some helpful items in the bag for them along the way.
I know my mom, she was a lucky recipient of one of your bags, and it definitely meant a lot to her. Not just the items in the bag, but the community that you've created is kind of, you know, it's really nice to go from feeling alone and feeling scared to feeling like, hey, there is a group of people who get me. So do you get that kind of feedback a lot from it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest reasons we keep getting out there every day and filling bags and getting them out into the community is when you see a smile, when you see a response from somebody that says, I just don't feel alone, thank you, or a response from a family member that they say, you not only touched my mom, but our whole family is feeling so good about this bag and we feel so grateful that she has something or he has something to take along to their treatments or whatever that looks like. So definitely that is what keeps us going, is that response for sure.
And just like your pumpkin patch fundraiser, this kind of started small and it started at home and, you know, it's kind of grown a little bit. I see you've got a new location where you're doing this. Tell us a little bit about that part of the journey.
So, yeah, I was literally building a bag. I built a bag. I thought I'll have this bag available. If a friend or a family member is diagnosed with cancer, I'm going to get them this bag. So I went out and thought about items I would put in the bag and I put them in the bags and put it on a shelf and it was short-lived there. Somebody I knew had cancer and I got it out to them and the snowball started. The next person that had cancer, I got the bag out. And then there was another person that had cancer. And unfortunately, as we probably know, cancer is out there and it's more than we actually probably know. We got very busy. And so myself and a number of volunteers decided we were going to go out to the community to collect donations and because we just couldn't keep up. And thankfully, we have an amazing set of volunteers. We have a location in Waterford at Waterford United Church. They have gracefully given us a place there to store and to build our bags, which is huge because my spare room was exploding at one point. So, yeah, we're very grateful for them and that we have a space for all of us volunteers to go and build bags.
And now if somebody listening to this wants to help either by donating items or by joining your volunteer team, how can they best reach out to you to do that?
So we do have a website, South Coast Community Caring for Cancer, and we do have a Facebook page and an Instagram page that you can look up by keying in South Coast Community Caring for Cancer. You can reach out by private messaging me. There's a spot on the webpage that you can reach out. We also have an email that you can reach out to us if you want to request a bag or if you want to volunteer, just reach out and let us know. That email address is communitycaringforcancer@gmail.com. You reach out there and we'll respond to you as quickly as we can and get back to you.
And that email works for people looking for bags, looking to help with bags, because, I mean, as we know, the need is never ending.
Yes, anyone can reach out to that email for any reason. If they want to donate, if they have items that maybe need to be dropped off or picked up, if they want to request a bag for someone in the community, or they want to volunteer or help, that's a great place to get a hold of us.
And do you have anything else that you want to say today to our listeners about the Pumpkin Patch fundraiser or about South Coast Community Caring for Cancer?
I think I'm excited about this weekend for the pumpkin patch. Just remember, if you need pumpkins, we have white pumpkins, we have pie pumpkins, we have corn stalks, we have straw bales. If you need any of your fall decor, come down Hawkshut Road at Austin's Pick Your Own Farmer Market, and all the money will be donated to the Jarovinsky Cancer Center.
Tis the season. Everybody is decorating for the fall vibes, and of course then for Halloween. So these are things people are going to be buying anyways. Why not buy it for a great cause, right?
Yes. Thanks, Robin. I appreciate you taking the time.
I appreciate everything that you do, Jessica.